Here's what's happening on Urban Media Today Radio.
All right, before we get to Kanye West, got to let you know about Nicki Minaj being sued over a t-shirt design. Nicki just got sued by a gentleman by the name of Isaiah Simon, who's an artist that says he's the creator of an inverted heart design, which is really just a drawing of two boobs, according to TMZ. The heart is upside down. It says, "I love Venice Beach." And it's the merchandise that Isaiah says he copyrighted the heart-shaped design back in 2015. Now, in his lawsuit, he says Nicki Minaj and Universal Music Group stole his design for her own gear. Fans can purchase the I Love Nicki shirts on UMG's website, but Isaiah wants that shut down immediately, and he's suing not only to block the sales, but also the profits UMG and Nicki are presumably earning. Nicki has yet to comment on this. Drake got into a fight with an NBA player. If you haven't noticed, it's all over the news. Drake got into a shouting match with Cleveland Cavaliers player Kendrick Perkins twice while sitting courtside at the Raptors game on Tuesday night. It actually got pretty heated and continued after the game. You can really hear what Perkins was saying as he was being pushed back into the tunnel. He called him a couple foul names that I can't repeat right here. Perkins sent a text to ESPN and said, "What happened was I was talking to my old teammate walking into halftime telling him we about to win this game. Drake butted in talking ish to him, so he says something back to Drake." And it goes back and forth, but now it's a trending topic. Okay, on to Kanye West. So yesterday he goes on TMZ and he just gets into it and talks about how slavery was a choice, and he got into it with one of the TMZ reporters, Van Lathan. Well, now everyone is weighing in on why he had this outburst and previous outbursts. It's because he's gone off his meds. According to TMZ, Kanye West is not taking his medication. He was staying away from doctors who ordered him to take 3 pills a day. He says it seriously messed with his mind in a big way and is now taking 1 or 2 a week. The slavery comment has folks bugging out, like T.I., Meek Mill, Lupe Fiasco, even Snoop Dogg. Hip-hop community not too happy. T.I. tweeted, "Yo, WTF, bro, I'm scratching my head like, yo." Meek Mill quoted Kanye lyrics from 2007's Can't Tell Me Nothing and shared a photo of Kanye with the words R.I.P. Old Kanye. Will.i.am says, "That broke my heart because I thought about my grandma who was born in 1920, her connection with her mom who raised her, who was born in the early 1800s, and my grandmother's grandma who was a slave. And when you're a slave, you're owned. You don't choose if you're owned." Finally, Snoop Dogg weighed in saying, "That N-word crazy, huh? Opiates? Wow." Lupe Fiasco offered his own take on slavery being a choice, stated slavery was a choice because you either had a choice of death or work. I usually end it with a joke, but because this topic is so sensitive, I'ma just leave it right here. Kanye, take your medicine, baby.